What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
During the festive season, party options and other entertainment choices are many because that's just how we roll. Licensed firearm holders are being reminded not to leave their firearms in their vehicles while they attend a No Firearms Allowed event. Stay with us to hear why on today's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Glad you could join us. Licensed firearm holders are being urged not to leave their weapons in their vehicles if they are attending parties or other events where firearms are not allowed. Head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF's Corporate Communications Unit, Stephanie Lindsay, says arrangements are to be made for the security of the firearms prior to the event. She says partygoers should find out if provisions are made for the safekeeping of weapons before going to the event.
We have seen cases where persons go to these events and they actually leave the weapons in the cars, and then the cars are stolen or they are broken into and the weapons are stolen.
If you leave it in the vehicle and it is stolen, then you will have to answer to the law. For the major events, we work out a protocol with the organizers for the safekeeping of licensed firearms. Persons can also make arrangement for temporary storage at the nearest police station to where they are going.
If you are not authorized to carry a gun, you are not expected to be in possession of it. That goes for your brethren, sistrins, or family members. You can be charged for the illegal possession of a firearm.
You might have a friend who has a gun and ask you to keep it. You are not authorized to be in possession of any other gun other than the one that you are authorized to have.
Licensed firearm holders are urged to exercise care when carrying guns in public.
Anybody who is in possession of a gun, first of all, they must be trained and authorized to use that weapon. And secondly, they are fully responsible for the safety and the care and the protection of the weapon and the safety of the persons around them.
Under Section 23, Subsection 1 of the Act, a person should not discharge any firearm or ammunition on or within 40 yards of any public road or in any public space, except in the lawful protection of his person or property or that of another person, lawful shooting of a trespassing animal, or under the direction of some civil or military authority. Superintendent Lindsay is reminding licensed firearm holders that a prerequisite for acquiring a gun license is that the holder has a safe installed at his or her residence to secure the weapon for short periods while not in use.
It's a good way to keep it away from persons who are not authorized to use it and to come in contact with it, such as children. If you have to leave home for any short period, we expect the type of safe you have is one that you can leave it there for a short period of time.
The practice of gun salutes at events is also prohibited under the law, as this poses grave danger to the public. It is classified as negligent discharge of a firearm.
There are times when we have some very unfortunate situations, injuries and deaths as a result of persons doing gun salutes at events. That is a straight breach of the law, and if you're caught, you're going to be charged. So we want persons to desist from doing that. They are very clear. When you get a gun, it is to protect your life and property.
Head of the JCF's Corporate Communications Unit, Stephanie Lindsay. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
I'm a woman. Why me can't be a plumber?
Me a man. Why me not be a nurse?
The National Policy for Gender Equality supports the need for a society in which women and men have equal access to socially valued goods and are able to contribute to national development.
Reducing gender inequality and understanding the difference between men and women will better help Jamaica to achieve our development goals. Let's work together for a better Jamaica.
Let us unite for gender equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs within the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.